Landmine 321. Many years ago, a much cherished friend gave me the nickname Valuable. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. It was my friend's way of respecting my mom's wish that my given name of Valerie not be shortened, though Val is quite fine with me, while simultaneously just delighting her by creating such a complimentary substitution. Well, this same friend is the one who showed me by her example this most valuable life lesson. Once we have the freedom to reinvent ourselves, it opens up a buffet of choices. Now, this friend always had a menu that was varied. She has successfully and deliberately reinvented what she chooses to do with her time. But more importantly, she has reevaluated how she felt about herself with each change. Her career started working at the beginning of the life cycle as a nurse midwife. She was present for the birth of both my daughters. Her career now, post-raising children, surviving widowhood, and now the grandmother to a growing nest, is as a geriatric medical specialist. In the midst of the lives we live, there's always change. And remembering my friend's valuable life lesson has always helped me eventually see the bigger menu, a buffet of choices. Well, it does again as we are changing and starting to feel the beginning cycle of a recovering economy. I believe that in the midst of this infant recovery, our important generational change characteristics about personal money and what people are choosing to do with it. Call them the characteristics of new philanthropists in which cultural changes are rampant. Our younger generation, well, they're the ones reinventing the reasons, the ways, and to whom they will tithe, looking for a return on their investment when it comes to which not-for-profits they support and commit to sustain as their assets and their incomes grow. Charitable giving is coming of a valuable new age, and new philanthropists, however rich or modest their financial circumstances, want to see the good of their assets rather than just feeling good about their actions. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.